The question of how Americans define friends living in foreign lands and how Americans define people who've migrated to the U.S. has been on Sheila Croucher's mind for the last decade or so. Croucher teaches global and intercultural studies at Miami University of Ohio. She says a word as seemingly straightforward as immigrant is anything but straightforward.
I think it absolutely is politically charged, and I think it's racially charged, and I think it's charged in a number of ways.
In 2006, Croucher went to the colonial city of San Miguel de Allende in central Mexico to study a large community of Americans living there. She noticed something interesting. No matter what their legal status, none of them called themselves immigrants.
And then sometimes when I would push on the issue of terminology, I would be told, look, I'm just an American living in Mexico.
I don't refer to myself as an immigrant.
Russell Henson lives in San Miguel, the city Croucher studied years ago. The retired engineer and pilot now teaches aviation in Mexico.
So we are called temporary residents on our immigration status. But socially, we identify with our tribe.
Meaning they identify with other Americans living abroad, and they call themselves expats or expatriates. Professor Croucher says the term expat could carry a negative connotation, as in renouncing one's country, but it rarely does. On the contrary, the term often carries a certain cachet, and it's mostly used by Americans and Europeans living abroad.
There have been some recent studies, and I think an interesting article in The Guardian within the past year or so, about why do the Brits in southern Spain get to be expats when everybody else, going in the other direction, are immigrants.
Croucher says it may be because immigrants are often thought of as people who leave their homeland for economic reasons, but it clearly isn't that simple since, as it happens, most of the Americans she studied in San Miguel fit that profile.
They were absolutely moving for economic reasons and motivated by economic concerns, whether it was declining pensions in the United States or the rising cost of health care. So I think it would be politically interesting as a move for Mexican immigrants to say, okay, then we're expats too, and vice versa. I think it would be an important political move for the increasing numbers of U.S. and Canadian citizens going abroad to start calling themselves immigrants.
More American civilians now live abroad than ever before, since census data from host countries puts that number at 8 million. At the same time, patterns of migration into the United States are shifting. In the last 5 years, fewer arrivals say they have come for financial reasons. The Pew Research Center says almost half are highly educated. Juan Hua is one of them. He's a marketing expert from Mexico. His father is Chinese, his mother Mexican. He was educated in the U.S. and once lived in Germany. He now lives in Texas. And so how does he identify himself?
I don't know. It just depends on who's asking. But sometimes I just describe myself as a foodie or a happy person.
In terms of immigration, I don't think you can call yourself a foodie or a happy person.
Yeah. I don't think customs will take foodie I don't think there's a box for foodie yet.
Not yet, but Croucher believes the terminology is likely to change, in part because millennials like Hua are the most racially diverse, gender nonconforming generation so far, and their identities often don't fit into neat little check boxes on official forms. For them, immigrants and expats are just people. Now, if everything were so simple, I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.